Good evening, everyone. We're in for a treat tonight. We have a session tonight with a very senior teacher of the Brahma Kumaris, Sister Rajni. And Sister Rajni has been with Baba since childhood, 45 plus years. And her Brahman life began in Delhi, where she was under the tutelage or the training of Dadi Golsar and many other Dadis, but that was the main one, Dadi Golsar. And she now is the national coordinator of two countries, Japan and the Philippines. And if you can visualize a map of the Pacific, there's a lot of water between Japan and the Philippines. So that's quite a remarkable feat to be able to manage two countries like islands so far away. And she's very much sought after for yoga experiments, for taking us deeply into these states that Baba tells us we should be in the Murlis. And so today together we're going to practice being in the experience of the Avyakt stage. And so she will give some guidance, and then we'll do some yoga, and then some guidance, and then some yoga. So that step by step by step, we go deeper and deeper and deeper. Thank you for joining us, Sister Rajni.
Thank you.
And warm, warm welcome.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Today our topic is emerging our avyakt stage. As we know the word avyakt, vyakt means gross. Gross means where the mind is attracted by these elements, five elements, this materialistic world. Avyakt, the mind which is attracted by subtle region, Paramdham, Bap Dada, and working through the frequency of Paramdham, subtle region. But how to do? We are living here in this world, looking after this physical body, job, business, everything we are doing. And yet, we can experience this stage. Because now in this Sangam Yug, Baba has taught us many methods. Raj Yoga is not a religion or story, but it is method. When we use the method, we get the result. So the first method Baba taught us is to be detached from the body, bodily relations, bodily attractions, religion. How to do that? So Baba told us one beautiful method. Who you are? You are Jyoti Bindu. Just Jyoti Bindu. Point of light. When you hold this Smriti, awareness, consciousness in your third eye of the mind, that I am Jyoti Bindu. And then there is no, you know, this picture of this body in the mind. There's no other pictures, images. Jyoti Bindu. So the first practice which Brahma Baba did during the day, 108 times, Baba used to write also, Who am I? I am Jyoti Bindu, point of light. And Brahma Baba also looked at the Lokiks as point of light, Jyoti Bindu. So the mind was away from the frequency of this physical world, body conscious world. So first practice, we will do this today, which Brahma Baba did 108 times a day. So at least we can do now once. All of you are ready? Yeah? Okay. So first experiment, Jyoti Bindu. Through the third eye of the mind, see yourself as Jyoti, a light. This light, this pure light, free from the past memories, roles, responsibilities, just light, Jyoti Bindu. Now travel this Jyoti, this light. See through the third eye of the mind, this Jyoti Bindu traveling to Paramdham. The world of light. The home for Jyoti Bindu. See through the third eye of the mind, the Maha Jyoti, the brightest point of light. The third eye of the mind. Just hold this Smriti awareness. This Jyoti Bindu, point of light, is in front of the Supreme Light. Through the mind, receiving the rays of peace, power, and the mind is the receiver. Let this race of power and peace reach to many souls. This Jyoti Bindu, point of light, returning to this world. This physical body, Om Shanti. This is the practice how Baba did, seeing the self as point of light and then coming in this world carrying that aura, that awareness, and looking at others also, point of light, Jyoti Bindu. The second practice which Brahma Baba did was about purity, self-sovereignty, total control over senses. Because these five senses are connected with our thinking, thoughts. So it attracts, diverts our attention to many things in this world. So the practice for avyakt stage is to be aware that I, the point of light soul, is completely pure and worthy of worship. This was the second practice which Brahma Baba did through the 69 Murlis. We read that how in the beginning Baba bringing this into awareness, I, the soul, point of light, completely pure, and then come in this body and carrying that power of purity and doing everything with that power. So what is that power? The power to control sense organs. So eyes, ears, and speech. We are using constantly these senses. But it's not just these senses, it's the inside to be detached from the thoughts which connect with the senses. Food, clothes, digital world, internet world, so many images, so many thoughts in the mind. These thoughts have connection with this physical world and senses. So to be self-sovereign means to be detached from those thoughts and use the senses with the awareness that I am pure, worthy of worship soul. It means self-sovereign soul. So now we will do this practice. So once again, through the third eye of the mind, bring this awareness I, the point of light soul, from Param Dham, incarnating in this physical world, in this physical body. Just see through the third eye of the mind. Pure soul. Have full control. Over senses. I, the soul, point of light, master of the eyes, ears, senses, I see these thoughts. As detached. In front of screen of mind. But remaining Sakshi, detached observer of the mind, of the thoughts. Whatever is coming, let it go. Not allow. Mind to get involved. Just hold the awareness I am. Observer. pure. Let the speed of thoughts be slow. Very still. So Brahma Baba also did one practice which we have been hearing in the Murli, holding the court, talking to the mind, intellect, sanskars. These are methods, practices, which are very, very necessary, important for the soul to experience a stage of subtle region and paramdham, avyakt stages. And definitely, we know there are many precautions which we need to take to get to this kind of mind which is attracted by subtle region vibrations and paramdham. The precautions which Baba told us in the Murlis are speak less, very little, less in the sound, because this is the world of sound, communication through sound, and we are wanting to experience a stage beyond the sound. That's why we come from Paramdham in this body, do the work, then go back to our home, Paramdham. So the first precaution is control over one sense organs as a yogi is the speech. As Baba told us, speak sweetly, slowly, and essenceful. So when you are doing this exercise through your speech, it is going to help you to go beyond sound. So therefore, to experience that avyakt, that kind of vibration of Paramdham Sattva region, less sound. What happens when we are too much involved in this world? Then you sit in yoga, then the mind will go back to many stories, many things, whatever we have done during the day. So to avoid that, better less involvement. So that's why one precaution is this. The second is, the precaution we are talking is really look at the self. That what kind of discontentment I still have in my life. So that discontentment is a burden for the mind. So mind carries that burden. It will not help you to go to avyakt stage. So we have to look at our internal, these kind of burdens also, which we are carrying in the form of thoughts, we can call waste thoughts. So discontentment, unnecessary. So the method is to release your thoughts, your mind from this kind of burden. The method is allow your mind to think attainment thoughts from Baba. What Baba has given to the soul. Otherwise, sometimes soul can get involved with so many desires, so many expectations of relationships or whatever is happening in the world. So therefore, less involvement means this also, that to look at the self and see your thoughts are not the quality of discontentment, complain, otherwise difficult to get avyakt stage. Mind will be pulled here, there. So that's why we have to take these precautions for avyakt stage. The third thing is very important. Why do we need to experience these avyakt stages, double light? The double light stage means the soul is light and the soul doesn't carry any past, any vibration of the past, impression of the past in the mind, in the form of thoughts. So the mind is free from the past and being aware the soul is light. So that's why it's called double light. Double light means no reaction. You know, in the scene of drama, during the day, whatever is happening in front of you, there is no reaction, rejection, or dislike. Oh, I like this, or I don't like this. No preference and no body consciousness. So that is also one of the things that can help us during the day. So remaining double light. Don't carry any burden of your life. If you really want to experience avyakt stage, farishta stage, double light stage, that is the very highest level of spirituality, you know, the mind has to experience this frequency, vibration from Paramdham, subtle region. So that's why don't carry any kind of burden of your life. No worry about anything. Worry will not allow us to experience this avyakt stage. So during the day, just continue to, as we did this practice, continue to be observer and see your thoughts. If they are connecting with any kind of worry, discontentment or waste, just see these are burdens which will not allow you to experience away at this stage. So Baba, which method Baba used? So we will do that one now. You know, Baba used to talk to the mind and intellect and sanskars. He used to do this every night to hold the court. So in his diaries, you know, they have found Brahma Baba made effort, practices he did. So now we will go into this, how he used to talk to his mind. So once again, like Brahma Baba, how he did mastery over his own mind, intellect, sanskars. Let us become like Master Brahma, hold the court, through the third eye of the mind, see yourself. I, the point of light soul, Raja, the king, self-sovereign king. Today, I invite these advisors. What are they doing? Kingdom. First, I invite the mind, each one of us, look at our own quality of thoughts. Asking the mind, are you peaceful, stable? Or creating upheaval, too much thinking, or being pulled here, there, mind, what do you want? You have seen so many births, life, experienced so much. went through so many experiences of life. Ups and downs. Sorrow and happiness. Still you want to experience same experience. Talk to the mind. To experience what Baba is giving. Baba has given wisdom, virtues, mind, you want to feel. These attainments which are eternal, imperishable. Now is the time to keep the kingdom stable, uninfluenced and very peaceful. Away from all attractions, distractions, diversions, just stable. Unshakable. Talk to intellect. Baba has given the power of discernment. What is right, what is wrong. Knowledge about imperishable truth. that I, the point of light soul, is eternal, imperishable. In this awareness, there is no fear, no confusion, no ignorance, only clarity. Divine intellect is the gift God has given at such time on earth to me. Intellect, why do you have ego? Why do you sustain ego? Realize I am just pure, divine, spiritual, powerful, Jyoti Bindu, point of light. Nothing is mine in this world. I only carry beautiful experiences being with God. Of love and happiness. Wisdom is given by Baba, the Jyoti Bindu Baba, delivering this godly knowledge. Empowering the intellect. Now we go to sanskars. Each one of us, look at our own sanskars, habits. Impressions, original, my sanskars are pure and divine, of harmony and love, unity. And purity. Others are not my sanskars. Baba has given me realization. Child, you are non-violent, civilized soul. You belong to the highest clan civilization on earth. Deity. Those are your sanskars. You are deity soul. You were, you will be. Bring back these memories, experiences, feelings, the life which you lived on earth during golden age. Those are the sanskars. So the last practice, so beautiful, Baba is Karan Karavanhar. So if any time you want to experience avyakta stage and your mind is carrying any kind of burden, go back to this method. Baba, you are Karan Karavanhar. We have seen dadis. They had a big responsibilities and yet they could sleep very well and they could, you can see them so relaxed too. Why? They did not get this thought, I am responsible. I am just instrument. I give little finger. But Baba is getting done. This is the most beautiful practice, Karan Karavanhar. Who is doing all this work of Baba, of world transformation? Who is doing? We are doing very little seva. Who is doing? Baba. Really, this Baba, how subtly he touches our mind, comes in our dream, inspire us during the day. Very subtle work. Baba doesn't have internet, doesn't have any mobile. How he does? It's amazing, no? How from Paramdham getting work done of world transformation. We have to use even little communication we are carrying to run this society. But Baba, for the whole world, variety souls going through difficult life, at war, earthquake, so many things happening in the world. And Baba, the remover of sorrow, giver of happiness. Baba Karan Karavanhar, he is getting his seva done, but through silence, gentle way. That's why Baba wants us to be also silent, so that we can catch Baba's avyakt signals. Very important to catch Baba's avyakt signals. When our mind is still, very still, then only mind can catch. If mind is already confused, cannot catch. Therefore, this practice during the day, think less, is important, so that mind is free from all influences, attractions, diversions, very calm and still. Then whatever Baba gives you signal, when you remember Baba, he will give you signal, avyakt signals. But you have to recognize that Baba's help, Baba's signals during the day. Difficult time, you can recognize that. So tune up with Baba more and more, with his frequency, with his vibrations, so that any time. I remember once Dadi Guzar was in one country. She got up 2:30 in the morning and she dressed up and sitting in yoga, meditation. So I asked her, Dadi, why did you get up early? She says, okay, I could not sleep. I said, you did not tell Baba I want to sleep? She said, no. It is signal. Baba made me get up early. I sit in yoga. And Baba pulled her to give message. Sometimes our mind can think, oh, still 2:30? I can sleep. You know, mind can go into that. But Dadi made us aware. Any time you get up during the night, who is waking you up? Baba. Sit in yoga. Remember Baba. Maybe Baba wants to give you some signal, some direction. Not that, oh, I want to sleep. No, I'm a Brahmin. The Brahmin soul, 24 hours on seva, on service. Anytime, anywhere, service is needed and we are Brahmin, Baba will give us signal to give sakash to the world. How can you sleep? So you have to understand Baba, how he works. Beautiful. So beautiful, these avyakt signals Baba gives to us. And especially when you sit in yoga and have full concentration. Not allow mind to do this, do that. Sometimes such attractive thoughts will come, will not allow you to do yoga. You know, some kind of influence of souls, some kind of attraction in this world, you have to recognize those are not from Baba. Baba's thoughts are for our self-progress and for seva, only two. So he gives us these thoughts in very subtle way, gentle way, and you have to pick up. Now is the time to do yoga. You are doing lot of things, and in between you are receiving this thought. Stop for a while, sit in meditation, remember Baba. If you are getting this thought, sit. Don't say, okay, later I will sit, after 10 minutes I will sit. Don't do that. That is the avyakt signal. So when you are in silent state of mind, then you will catch these avyakt signals from Baba during the day to remember Baba. So therefore now just few minutes more, karan karavan har. Baba, we will do this meditation on this method. And then we continue the silence until 7:30. Red light kar denge. Through the third eye of the mind. I see the soul in the body of light, angel. First I am traveling to subtle region to talk to Baba. The Karan Karavan Har Baba. So I travel . See yourself as an angel, not this flesh bones body, the body of light and the third eye of the mind. Bring this awareness, I am an angel. Very light. I go to subtle region now. Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba are together doing the seva of world transformation, and we all angels are in front of Bab Dada. Baba, you are the one Karan Karavan Har. We are just instrument, Baba, for world transformation, for service. From the heart, gratitude and thank you for giving us this beautiful life of lightness. Spiritual, pure love of belongingness, giving us the realization of being responsible, doing everything accurate. Time. You are the one who touch our mind and intellect to cooperate. trusting, positive, powerful always. Baba, only thing I need to pay attention is to be aware. That all the success comes because of you. All the credit goes to you, Baba. Without you, we cannot do. You are the true mother, father, teacher, guide. Opening our hearts making us valuable diamonds. Worthy servers. Benefactors. Only you. Who can do this? Child, carrying no burden, only lightness. You are the one who is looking after me. I don't need to worry about. I have full faith. I am stable, Baba. Unshakable. I continue to receive from you. The guidance, directions, precautions for my life. I know, Baba, you are the one who shines my fortune. Baba, you are the one who fulfills my pure desires, dreams. I just remain awake. La light in beautiful spiritual state. Nothing is mine. I am free, Baba. Papa, you are the one who knows me very well. You know my needs. Pure desires, you know. What I need to do is, Baba, surrender to you. All these subtle weaknesses, ego, discontentment, burdens, I don't want to carry anymore. Just give to you, Baba. And I am light, aware. Completed my 84 births. This my last birth is only for you, Baba. No new karmic accounts with any soul. I am free, Baba. Light. Avyakt. Stable.